Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. My name is Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. And I wanted to talk about the relationship between a mother and a daughter when the mother is doing her daughter hair. I feel like when a mother is doing her daughter hair, the mother and the daughter should be creating memories between each other, talking about the difference between how you as the mom experience getting her hair done compared to how I choose to treat you, talk to you, validate you, your time, and your emotions. Let's change the light bulb in our heart, in our mind, and our reaction. Let's break generation curses. Each one, teach one. I am my daughter's keeper. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I see so many videos where I see mothers, they don't have any patience with their children. They just worrying about getting the hair done the way I want it, the way I think you should want me to do it, instead of creating memories between you and your child. So when your child grow up and when you get to a certain age where you cannot do what you need to do, your child will feel passionate to do it for you because that child know that you treated that child passionate. But we don't do that. You know, we act like the child is not human. And the only thing that I can say about that is that evidently the mother has experienced it. And if you haven't experienced it, then somewhere and somehow, somewhere, something went wrong in your life. Because we should be breaking generation curses. We should not be doing the same thing that was done to us as kids. Everything that was done to us was not right. I understand they may not didn't know no better to a point. To a point, I would give that. But we're going to have to do better because mothers, what I need you to understand is that when you get older, you're going to want your children in your life. You're going to want them there for you. You're going to want them to brush your hair. You're going to want them to take time out for you. So I'm telling you, lend the same hand that you would want that same hand dealt to you. You know, I understand that we get angry, we get upset. I understand that because we are human beings. But we have got to do better. We have got to stop being so much in a rush, not having patience. Sometimes to sit down, you and your child, and talk to your child. Don't be on the phone. Don't be recording. Don't be on TikTok, YouTube. Take that moment. I feel like this. Nobody should know everything about you, your ins and your outs, how you dot your I's, how you cross your T's. Sometimes some people just too much in your business. And sometimes we just want everybody in our business. But we don't need everybody in our business because when everybody is in your business, everybody do not respect you. So it's time for us to respect ourselves. And believe me, I am not coming off in a bad way. I just want us to create more good memories in our life. I want where the mother didn't have any choices. I want the mother to learn to know that she have choices. And I want the mother to learn that she also give her daughter those choices. We don't have to do everything that was done to us. Now I understand that we're going to do it until we learn. But that's the key. Are we willing to learn? And I know we can do it because we're powerful. We can do it. Tell yourself you can do it. Even when you think you can't do it, you can do it. Believe me, I understand you're going to have those days where you're going to feel like, oh, why am I here? But then that next day, you're going to know why you're here. Because you may think that you're nobody today, but tomorrow, you will be somebody. You know how we wake up and we feel like we just nothing? But that's just emotions. I'm sure all of us have felt that way. But I want you to know that even when you don't feel like you nothing, you are something. Because God don't create nothing. And so I'm going to end this video. And you always remember, I am at peace. I am not in pieces. and I am cool as a cucumber. And you always remember and you tell yourself that every time, whatever, however you feel, even if you feel good or bad, you tell yourself, I am at peace. I am not in pieces. And I am cool as a cucumber. And another thing I would like to say is that if you have a hard time letting people in, or if you feel like you don't want to be bothered with people, I have come up with these words because this is what I want. I want to attract out into the world. So I want diversity. I want open-minded. I want open heart. I want empathy. I want willingness. I want kindness. I want patience. And I want grace. So if I want all those seven things, then therefore I need to give those seven things out into the world. So best believe whatever you want in life, it don't have to be the same thing that I read, but whatever you choose and whatever you want in life, you best believe you need to give it just as well as you want to receive it. And I hope that you have a blessed day, a blessed night, a blessed hour, moment, minute. And always remember that you are loved. Thank you very much.